What is up, everybody? This is Daniel from the Tether Radio Podcast, bringing you this week's frag. In this little snippet of episode 106 of the Tether Radio Podcast, Allie brings an unprecedented rape and murder case to the table to discuss. Why is it unprecedented, you might ask? The defendant is both deaf and mute. It's a wild story, so check it out.
Rape-murder defendant who has been held without trial for 13 years, and...
How does that fucking
I'm glad
work,
you asked.
Man.
We will get into this.
Please, yes.
The Virginia Supreme Court unanimously ruled that it cannot hear the case of an alleged rapist and murderer because the defendant is deaf and mute. So, he was 46 at the time. He raped and murdered a 16-year-old girl in 2005. There's a lot of DNA evidence. It's very clearly him.
Yeah.
But there still has to be a trial, you know?
Yeah.
And he is unable to effectively communicate with his lawyers, so he is still incarcerated.
If you're mute, can you write?
Hmm.
And I know that's a stupid question, because I would assume that it's just speaking.
Sure, yes, but maybe he doesn't know how to write. I'm not sure. I don't think they mentioned that in here. That somehow didn't even come up in my mind, so
right?
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
But, I mean, for all we know, he may not be able to read or write. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if it says that.
No. I don't want to derail you, so...
Yeah. Well, I don't think it ever said, but but it says he's unable to communicate with his lawyer, so
yeah.
I guess he can't.
I would assume that that crossed their mind.
I guess. Have you guys thought about, like, a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Has anybody thought, hold on, a what?
Yeah, exactly. My God, get this man a suit. He's going to defend this man.
Sir, how many grains of rice do you think could fit in this room?
Yes.
Okay, so, they basically have given him, like, they evaluate him for competency in learning sign language every 6 months.
Hmm.
They decided that by a lower court after his initial arrest and trial.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never been able to pass that progress evaluation. So they just keep testing him every 6 months, and he's not made any progress. I don't know if he's trying.
See,
I don't know.
Yeah, man. I feel like this is just... this is working the system.
Is it?
I feel like...
But...
If you have the wherewithal to rape someone, I would think that you have the...
Doesn't mean you can communicate.
Well, okay. Okay, so... Then how...
Right? It's a pickle. It's a pickle.
It is a severe pickle, and... It is a pickle that I do not like, and I love pickles.
I do love pickles. Basically, his lawyer is trying to fight it, saying that they should dismiss the charges and overturn that lower court ruling that's on this never-ending six-month educational review cycle.
Yeah.
The lawyer says that the law requires that defendants receive medically appropriate treatment, not educational treatment, in order to be kept behind bars without a trial. And then the Virginia Attorney General's office says that the law doesn't specifically say it has to be strictly medical. And that the state Supreme Court does not have jurisdiction to make a decision in this case because it's not a matter of final civil judgment, but a criminal one.
Whoa,
this is
man,
such
this
a pickle,
is
dude.
This is just like a pile of spaghetti.
Right?
Hope you guys enjoyed that little look into episode 106 of the Tether Radio Podcast. If you don't mind to take a second and drop us a rating or review on whatever platform you consume the Tether Radio Podcast, we really appreciate it, and it really, really helps us to move forward with all this stuff. Be sure to sign up for the Tether Radio newsletter. You can do that at tetherradio.substack.com. We also have the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. We always have some fun conversations going in there, memes, GIFs, anything you want to post. It's all fun and games. So, and we're also spinning up the Tether Radio Book Club Facebook group that will be basically somewhere to keep track of all the book club news and stuff. So don't miss out and be sure to subscribe. It's the only way that we can make sure you stay tethered.